Look, we were just talking about this couple of people who got banned for life from Carnival Cruise Lines for fishing off the balcony of their attached room into the ocean there in the Bahamas. They actually did catch a fish. Apparently, that's illegal, and they got busted and banned for life. So I was like, you know, where were you banned for life from? A couple messages, one from Bill, working for any Sears company. Didn't do anything horribly wrong, just walked out of my job without warning and never went back.
Oh, all right. So, take this job and shove it.
Yep, can't come back. Sorry, Bill. Chris said, I was banned from the arcade at the mall. Obviously, this was a long time ago. Games took tokens to play them, and tokens cost 25 cents. Well, I figured out that a nickel was close enough in size and weight the games would accept them as tokens.
Oh, get out. He was working the system.
I know. He said, I mean, who doesn't like 80% off? The answer is arcade management doesn't like 80% off. Banned for life. Oh, wow, man. Chris.
Dang it.
But well done. I mean, well done. And then that's probably when they decided to change the size and shape of tokens.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. Julie messaged and said, Bullwhackers Casino in Colorado.
Oh.
She said, I was only 16. I got busted at a slot machine with my boyfriend. Security called my parents, who weren't home at the time. This was pre-cell phone. And accused me of giving a fake number. About an hour later, they let me go without involving the police.
Oh, my gosh. 16, you're posted up at the casino?
With your boyfriend. Hey, dang. What do you want to do? I don't know. Why don't we go let's to the go casino? Gamble. Yeah, let's go gamble. All right.
All right.
I like that. I like that. All right, you fugitives, you.